Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Gina Capehart.
I originally studied fashion in Toronto and always wanted to open up my own boutique. I never knew what kind of boutique I wanted until many years later. Living here in South Florida, I started consignment shopping. With the prices and things like that, I thought, oh my gosh, I would love to open a consignment shop, and stumbled across it by accident. We're from West Palm Beach. 8 years ago, when my daughter was young, she always loved the lizards. Ever since she could walk, she'd always catch them, play with them. They were her friends. She didn't really play with dolls. She preferred lizards. The lizards were the Cuban anoles or the native green anoles, which were more narrow, small, dark green. And around the age of 10, she had seen on Animal Planet a woman hypnotize an alligator by rubbing its belly. So she thought it could happen to a lizard. So she did that. And sure enough, it worked. And as a joke, she started dressing them up in her rubber poly pocket clothing and accessories that she had. She propped them up. She put them in different poses. She had three lizards all dressed in gowns, rubber gowns, standing. They looked like opera singers. She put another lizard on a little miniature motorcycle, and we did a whole series of the lifestyle of the South Florida lizards, one riding a speedboat. So we collected miniature furniture, props, whatever we could find, wherever we can find them, and just did little vignettes of the lizards, whether it was like lounging in little miniature Adirondack chairs, or she did doctor scenes with nurses with little miniature crutches. And we've also put on our products that absolutely no lizards were ever, ever harmed. And my husband was a professional photographer. We just said, well, let's take pictures of them. And anyway, Lizardville was born. The images were hysterical. So I thought this was her aha moment. Do what you love to do and you'll become successful. So the images became very popular. So we started branding it and did greeting cards, T-shirts, all sorts of products with the images on them. Subsequently, a friend of mine said, oh, you know, you should contact David Letterman. So I did. I called the stupid pet trick line, and next thing we knew, they were flying us up. She was a guest for 12 minutes on David Letterman. It went crazy. Ellen DeGeneres from Don Francisco. It went international. A lot of newspapers. Everyone loved the images. And the bills were just astronomical between the printing, the lawyers. It was crazy. I was not experienced in licensing and branding, and the bills were just mounting. So I had always wanted to open up my own store forever. And to help offset the bills, I thought, well, maybe I'll clean up my closet and start reselling my collection, because I love vintage clothing, and I had quite a large amount of items I needed to get rid of. So I went to a neighborhood furniture store that had a space in the back of their store for rent. So I went to some furniture consignment stores. I bought a desk, some shelves, started putting up my handbags and clothing. I was trying to think of a name, and I've always loved fab and funky things. It didn't matter whether it was furniture or clothing. So I thought, well, I'll call it my name, Dina C's Fab and Funky Consignment Boutique. Phoned a few friends, asked them to see if they had anything they wanted to resell, and my first day, it was incredible. Some people came in, word of mouth, and then within 3 months, I had to move. There was only room for like three people to shop in the store. And so I found a different location that was considerably larger in an area that was still fairly underdeveloped here in West Palm, close to the Norton Museum of Art. And in the past 7 years, that whole area is now developed into like an antique, secondhand auction house consignment stores for the best of the best. And I basically found my aha moment, and I just stuck with my vision, my passion, what I loved, and it's grown. I've got quite a following, and it was meant to be. We still keep Lizardville website. You know, it brings a lot of happiness to kids. They love it. My daughter is now in college here in South Florida, studying business management and actually very interested in my business. She works with me part-time now, and it's something that she's developed a passion for.
Dina Capehart, a story about starting her own business.
Yes, in a very roundabout way. This is one of the most misleading openings, I think, in all of the public storyteller. You think that her business is going to have something to do with lizards, but her business has nothing to do with lizards. The only way she started her business was that she needed money in order to support her daughter's passion. And so I love the way the story seems to be going in one direction and then it turns into a totally other direction.
I love the lizard part. In fact, if you go to YouTube, you can see the David Letterman interview with Lizardville. But she had to start her own business to keep the other business from going broke.
This is one of these wonderful integrated life and work stories where it all comes together for her family and for herself as well. And she mentions a couple of times about passion and following what you want to do.
She's obviously very talented. I mean, you have a daughter who sets up art pictures with lizards, and she started a consignment store that was a success from the very beginning.
This story is about so many different things. It's about family as much as it's about success, as much as it's about serendipity, passion, and lizards.
Well, I grew up on Miami Beach as well, and I caught those little lizards, and I put them to sleep by rubbing their bellies, but I never dressed them up.
Well, I guess you weren't a little girl. What could I say? And what you just brought up is another aspect of the tremendous power of storytelling, that this story connects you to Dina and her daughter in the way that her memory reminds you of a memory that you had. So you share that memory together. Maybe you didn't dress them up, but you really connected. You knew what she was talking about on a very personal level.
Before we leave, Karen, you have a free storytelling event?
Absolutely. Tonight at 8 p.m., if you haven't had enough of personal stories, come to the Glades Road campus, the Boca Raton campus of FAU, Florida Atlantic University, the Living Room Theater Cafe, 8 to 9:30. We have a delightful storytelling slam.
And for more information about tonight's slam, as well as submitting a story for the public storyteller, how can they get in touch with you?
Email me at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Our website also has contact information, as well as archive stories at wlrn.org. Click radio and the public storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The public storyteller returns next Sunday.